T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go with Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and Evan.
All right, 10:03 on Fan, and a very good Monday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We're here till 1 o'clock. Mike San Francesa on the Fan will come your way. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. Very busy week for us this week, but
Busy.
And nevertheless, we'll be up at Cromwell for the golf tournament. The Travelers on Wednesday. And I guess McIlroy and Day will be there because they had a lot of time to get there because they didn't make the cut at the U.S. Open, which turned out to be very disappointing. I'll use that word, but we'll get to that later on. Then Thursday, of course, we got the big 30th anniversary show. So we got a lot of stuff going on. But we'll up with the baseball. It turned out to be a brutal West Coast trip for the Yankees. They win their first game in Anaheim against the Angels and then do not see a victory again. Six straight losses, one more brutal than the other. The pitching wasn't good. The bullpen wasn't good. They do get Chapman back. But, it was not a good West Coast trip.
You could look at this two ways. I guess it depends if you're an optimist as a Yankee fan or if you're a masochist. So you could take your choice. The positive is that in these six games, they were capable of winning all of them. They were not blown out. They were not overmatched. It's not like, boy, they got blown out this weekend. Not that it matters. So you could walk away and say, look, half of them they should have won. Maybe all of them they should have won. So no reason to panic. But the negative side is that they blew that opportunity because in five of the six games, they had leads.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
In five of the six.
Yeah.
So I think you walk away, and we were talking about this on Friday, let alone what happened Saturday with Tanaka and then yesterday with Luis Sessa, and they had a lead in yesterday's game. They were up 2-0 in it. They blew opportunities. I mean, this could have been and should have been a much better road trip. Not that it needed to be, instead of losing six in a row, they should have won five out of six. But even if you split the six,
you
have a different feel. And one thing we've complimented the Yankees on all season long is that they've avoided this. They've avoided the long losing streak. Well, here it is, right in the face. And they get a day off at the best possible time, and they get a homestand at the best possible time because that's where they've been most comfortable. That's where they've been their best, playing at Yankee Stadium.
Well, at 22-9 at home, look, they gave themselves a cushion. I mean, they got to 15 games over 500. They put themselves in a position. And I talked about this just with my dumb bet that I got that, you know, I've been saying this. Look, they can absorb a 5-6-7 game losing streak. They put themselves 15 games over. Now they've lost six in a row. They're still 9 games over 500. They're still way ahead of the curve of what you thought they were going to be this year. And, you know, there's still, I know it's a virtual tie now for first place. They went in the division that is really turning. I mean, you look at this division right now. I mean, 5.5 games separate, you know, the Yankees and the Blue Jays.
It's tight.
I mean, it's a very, very tight division right now.
It's one of those divisions where as we sit here in the middle of June, all five teams have a shot.
Absolutely.
There's a bunch of divisions where you can't say that. You know, you can't say that in the National League East. Well, you can't say that in the American League West. You can't say it in the National League West. I guess you can in the two Centrals. But
yes, I would say you could.
It's wide open, but you're right. Like, they took the six-game losing streak, and they're still technically ahead in the division by one game in the loss column.
Yes.
Now you got to respond. But here's the concerns, because I think there are concerns that come out of this.
Chapman back, so I think that's a big plus.
That is,
now you could get the bullpen back to what it was before the injury.
Joe, that is a huge plus, because they lost Adam Warren, which is a little bit of a hit, okay, with the versatility he supplies out of the bullpen. But now Tyler Clippard, who had begun to struggle, now you've got your eighth inning and ninth inning, for the most part, in lockdown.
Absolutely.
You got to feel, are there going to be those occasional nights where they don't perform? Sure. All right? They're not going to be perfect. But Aroldis Chapman yesterday looked very sharp. He was throwing 101 miles an hour. He'll be back in the ninth inning, and there shouldn't be any controversy about that. You have to feel good about that 1-2 punch, and it takes a lot of pressure off of a guy like Tyler Clippard. So I agree. I think you feel pretty good about the bullpen. Here are the concerns. The concerns are Masahiro Tanaka, who has given up too many home runs. I mean, Joe, the guy's given up three home runs
he's
a start.
Tanaka has not been good. Let's be honest. He's had a couple decent starts, but he has been a disappointment so far this year.
And it's a disappointment where I think you start to really worry and say, is he ever going to come out of this?
Right, right.
I mean, he gave up three more home runs on Saturday.
Yep.
The guy has given up home runs at a crazy, crazy pace. And so what do you do? I mean, right now, Joe Girardi's going to run him out there every 5 days. But do you take him out of the rotation? Do you put him on the DL for something? I mean, what the heck are you supposed to do when you've got a guy with a pretty good resume who makes a lot of money who's just flat out not getting the job done right now?
Yeah. No, look, I mean, I don't know. That's a great question to ask. I can't give you the answer to that. You lose Hicks as well. Let's not forget that, although I guess they didn't put him on a DL yet.
See, that's – I look at Hicks and
no
Sanchez.
No DL yet, right? Sanchez came back
Sanchez
yesterday.
Sanchez came back yesterday, so you feel good, and they sent the backup catcher down, Biggie Cioka, so they're obviously confident Gary's fine.
Right.
Aaron Hicks not being on the DL is a great sign. Now, he may end up on the DL. You never know. So I think that the Yankees are going to get away with those injuries. I think it's not going to be anything catastrophic. But the other problem is the CC Sabathia injury, because we saw Luis Sessa make the start yesterday.
Absolutely.
He wasn't very good. I think that Chance Adams is the guy everybody wants to see, because you look at his numbers down at AAA and you say, come on, call the guy up. We went through his numbers before. His minor league career, he's like 24-4 with like a 2 ERA. The problem is he's not on the 40-man roster, which may not seem like a big deal, but it's a big deal to Brian Cashman. And number two, he's only made 7 starts in AAA. So I don't know if they believe he's ready, but right now the Yankee pitching depth is being tested, because you got a fifth spot that's up in the air. It's Sessa for now.
And Tanaka's been bad.
And Tanaka, so you've got the other three
that's
you feel good
right.
about.
Yes, you do.
You feel great about Severino.
Right. Pineda's pitched very well for the most part.
And I think you feel good about Montgomery.
Yes.
Young pitcher.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But the other two spots in the rotation now are huge questions.
Well, the Sabathia hit, as you mentioned, that was a huge hit, because not only with you're losing one of your starters, but he was pitching good. That's the problem. I mean, all of a sudden, you know, he got off to a kind of a shaky start, but his last 4 or 5 starts prior to the injury, he was terrific.
Oh, yeah.
And that's really, you know, where it's a big kick, and he's going to be out, 6 weeks or whatever he's going to be out.
You can't even think about him now.
Right.
I mean,
that's
maybe
right.
in a month you could start thinking about him again. Right. And I think that this comes back to Tanaka again, because when CeCe was healthy pitching well, like you mentioned, Tanaka you looked at and said, all right, he's the fifth guy right now. Hopefully he turns it around.
Right.
Now, I think
the
pressure on him is even greater, like you said, because they need him. Because now you only have 3 other guys you trust in the rotation. I don't think you're going out and making a deal today. They could make a deal in a month, obviously, as we get closer to the deadline, but I don't think it's happening tomorrow. And you know, you could go back to Green in the rotation. He's looked pretty good out of the bullpen. His one start wasn't even really a start, because he only threw a couple of innings. So if they can stretch his arm out a little bit more, he's an internal option. But right now, the back of the rotation is, I think, that number one concern. I think the lineup will be fine. It looks like Aaron Hicks will be back. Eventually, they'll get Ellsbury back.
Yep.
The story is the same, though, at first base and third base. I mean, the Chris Carter, Chase Headley story is the same. And yesterday, the Yankees were given a gift in the ninth inning on that error, where you thought, wow, this would be at least a nice way to close this road trip if they could have a little rally against Doolittle in the ninth inning. And look who couldn't come through, Chase Headley and Chris Carter. So I think those two guys offensively continue to be the thing you point towards. But right now, it's the back of the rotation, because it is tough to be confident in Tanaka. It's a major concern.
Yeah, no, I would agree. I would agree. It's a big concern, no doubt about it. But, you know, look, the West Coast has always been difficult. You know, look, I mean, whether you're a Yankee fan, whether you're a Met fan, anytime you go to the West Coast, and I know Oakland's not a very good team. The Angels aren't really a very good team either. But it doesn't matter. I mean, it's baseball. I mean, you know, and I cringe now with the Mets going out there. God knows what they're going to look like by the time they get out of San Francisco.
Disheveled. That's what they'll look
like. What are you going to be like? Well, what are you going to be, 15 games under 500 by the time they get out of there?
Very possible.
So, I mean, God knows, but... You know,
I think when you go on the West Coast, whether you're the Yankees or the Mets,
and Kershaw tonight, too.
Yeah, that's a great way to start it. And they closed out against Alex Wood, who's actually been better than Kershaw.
Yeah, no, he's like 7-0 with like a 2.0 ERA or something.
I think when you go out West, you hope to survive it. And in the Yankees' case, they weren't playing good teams. The Angels and the Athletics aren't very good.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. I agree with you. You just have to survive it. I think right now you look at this part of the Yankee schedule. You've got a 6-game homestand.
You got the Angels.
Angels and the Rangers.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
The Rangers have been mediocre. They've been very streaky. They had a 10-game winning streak this year. They've also had a lot of losing in the middle as well. But you've got a 6-game homestand against two teams you should beat. Go out and win 4 or 5 out of 6. Go take care of business. And then you got a 4-game series against the White Sox, who've probably been a little bit better than people expect, but they're still in last place and 6 games under .500. This is a little bit of a soft spot of the schedule now before they have to go to Houston, who obviously has been one of the best teams in baseball. So right now, you could just erase this road trip. You can delete it, if you will, by taking advantage of playing at home against teams you should beat. Like you mentioned, they've got a great home record. They're 22-9 at home.
Yep, yep.
I think it's the best record in baseball. Actually, the Diamondbacks have a better home record. That's the only team. They're 26-9, which is pretty crazy.
That's ridiculous.
That's a little insane.
26-9.
26-9 for the Arizona Diamondbacks. And, I mean, that's great. But who cares? They're in the National League West. It doesn't matter. So right now for the Yankees, with Pineda on the mound, with Montgomery, with Severino, go win games at home. And you can take this 6-game road trip, the 6-game losing streak, 7-game road trip, and just delete it and just to get rid of it. There was another negative, though, for the Yankees this weekend. And that's Gleyber Torres got hurt.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
And I don't think Torres was coming up in the next 2 weeks anyway, to be honest. But what this does and why it's bad is obviously the guy's hurt. You don't want to see anybody get hurt. But it delays his potential promotion. Because you look at the way Chase Headley is hit, and I think the thought has been, hey, maybe it's in August, who knows, maybe it's even in September, but maybe we'll see Gleyber Torres, and he'll be the third baseman at least for the remainder of this season. This injury is obviously going to delay that possibility. So that was a big negative this weekend, just bad luck on a play at the plate where Gleyber Torres got hurt. Hopefully it's short-term. Hopefully it's not a long-term thing, because he actually started to hit.
He was hitting good. He's hitting pretty well. I saw the numbers that since he came up, it was very good.
And that's after getting off to a bad start initially.
Right.
So he's
right.
been red hot. But it's going to be interesting to see how they handle the Chance Adams situation, because right now, that's the biggest question. The back of the rotation, he's only made 7 starts in AAA. He's not on the 40-man roster, but ask yourself this. How long will the Yankees have the patience to throw Tanaka every 5 days and potentially Luis Sessa every 5 days? Unless those guys turn it around, how long will they have that patience?
We'll see. We'll see.
We'll get to the Mets, too. They salvaged what was a disastrous
homestand.
Thank
God for Jacob DeGrom.
Seriously.
I mean, really.
Now he's the ace again.
And he hits a home run. Batting like .290. Maybe he should play like when he doesn't pitch.
He
could play somewhere.
He used to be a shortstop.
I know it.
You know what? I heard he actually is still a better defensive shortstop than Asdrubal Cabrera.
Hey, well.
Don't want to pick on him. He's on the DL.
Yeah, well, who isn't?
Exactly.
In DL.
Every
he's
day.
Not on a DL.
Mets DL. It's an everyday occurrence.
It's unbelievable.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.